Y'all, so today I was just going to go over my answers for the 30-day trauma healing healing journal challenge. Just kind of go over and just reflect on my 30 days on what maybe I was feeling that day or what I've learned or how I view my healing journey. So the first question is, what does healing mean to me? And I put, healing means to me not to keep reliving my past or trauma. My triggers will be limited and I can feel more at peace with myself. So pretty much just not let my trauma define who I am and not let it ruin good days just by my me getting triggered. Let's see, another question is, how has my trauma affected my self-perception? My answer is, I never feel good enough in a relationship, which can cause low self-esteem, people pleasing, or just running away from a relationship. And the biggest thing for me, I still struggle, I think, is not feeling good enough. And I do have low self-esteem. I kind of limit myself on people pleasing. And then I do run away. I just kind of isolate myself. What are the emotions I avoid the most and why? Most likely, my answer is sadness. I don't like to show vulnerability, so I'm always angry instead of my true emotion. Anger is my emotion for anything except for obviously happy. Happy, you can definitely tell I'm happy, but if I'm sad or down or, you know, depressed, I become just an angry person. And I think it's just because it goes back to how if I showed sadness or anything, I felt vulnerable as a kid and I wasn't going to show, and that makes me feel like I was weak. So I wasn't going to show I was weak. So it kind of just goes down a rabbit hole on all those feelings. But yeah, I show anger. So I try to, if I'm becoming a very angry person again, I try to find the real emotion and the root cause of it instead of just kind of it overshadowing with my angry self. In what ways do I feel unsafe or triggered? If I feel someone is going to betray my trust or do me wrong, which innocent actions cause me to think this way, but in my mind it looks like something else. So my perspective on someone's action can become blurry and not accurate. That is very true. I still struggle with that occasionally, and a lot of it is just my thoughts, it's just me becoming just aware and probably overanalyzing the situation or someone's actions. So I'm still working on that. What do I need to feel safe today? Reassurance, especially if we are out in public or around people in events or weekend gatherings. I think the reassurance, and this goes back to just me feeling not good enough or worthy. I just need reassurance that, he's there for me, or he's not going to leave me or betray my trust. Cause I don't really trust people. And him obviously being in a relationship, you gotta have trust. So I do trust, for the most part. Obviously, I do have my doubts, and it's just my paranoia, really. And I think that's typical when I was, you know, growing up in an environment for so many years. It's hard to break a cycle when it's kind of embedded to everything, the only thing you know. Who or what brings me comfort? Reassurance brings me comfort. Just with the people that I chose to put my trust in. I just need reassurance that they're not going to betray me, do me wrong, leave me when I need someone. Because I'm letting my guard down for those people, even though it's a very short list. But I definitely need that reassurance occasionally. Not every day and not every week, but throughout the month, it's nice to have that reassurance, especially if I'm having bad days and my mind kind of gets in that fogginess. What is something I've survived that proves my strength? The growth of my mindset where I was at years ago is completely different than how I view and react to situations today. This is 100% true. I used to react off of emotion. Now I sit and think about something if it makes me feel a certain way. I sit and think about it before I start just pointing fingers, overreacting maybe. So I really try to think logical about maybe certain people's actions or just something that was said. I try not to take it so much to heart or let my mind kind of go down the black hole. So I really sit and think about the situation for a few hours and see if this is like, you know, is my feelings and thoughts lying to me, or is this actually like a valid reason for me to feel the way I do? See, what emotions do I need to release today? And I wish I wrote the date down, but I don't have the date. But anyways, that day I didn't have any emotions I needed to release. I have let all my emotions out recently that I was hiding in. So when I start being an angry person every day, all day, and unpleasant to be around, I have to view myself and ask, what am I truly feeling and why? And do I need to speak with someone about it? Usually that is when I will call my therapist or let some of my feelings out with someone I trust. So obviously that day I've previously released my sadness or anger, whatever I was feeling towards someone, and talked about it. And I obviously felt better that day, asking about what I needed to release. So, and that's something I need to learn to do, is release my emotion. If I'm just angry or something triggers me, to talk about it and release it that day instead of holding it and letting it build up for weeks and weeks and weeks until I explode, because that's something I do. How does my body feel when I think about my trauma? Sad and alone. See, what are the beliefs I've developed because of my trauma? I need to be successful and I'm never good enough, so I'm always striving for perfection. This one I am struggling with today because me and my husband kind of decided I'll be kind of a stay-at-home mom right now and not work. For one, I sold my insurance agency, or I got rid of my insurance agency, and I'm having another kid. So a lot of employers, I'm kind of getting close to the due date. So a lot of employers don't want to really hire me, it's not really discriminating. It's just kind of one of those things. It's harder to get a job when you're pregnant. Also, childcare is very expensive, so we'd be almost forking up $2,500 a month in childcare for two kids. So it just doesn't make sense for me to work my paycheck away anyway. So at least at the moment, I'm kind of being a stay-at-home mom, which is why I'm doing this as well, because I feel like it gives me a purpose, but I need that feeling of like I'm going somewhere and I'm a successful person, and not just, I guess, I'm not leeching on someone, for money and things like that. So I really have to, it just goes back to my independency. So I really have to, work on that, even though, he says I'm technically, you know, making this much money because we're not spending it on childcare. I don't know. He tried to put it in a perspective that made me feel better probably, but to me in my eyes, I'm just like, no, it's just my job to do this. I'm a mom, so I have to take care of him. I'm not making money by doing it. I chose to have the kid. I have to, you know. I don't know. It's just different views on it, but that's something I'm working through. How can I challenge negative self-talk? Change my negative talk to a positive thought and not to react to my negative feelings or talk because it could be lying to me and not accurate. So that goes back to just changing my thoughts when it becomes very dark and cloudy, which is not always easy at times, but it's just something you just work on every day and eventually it gets better. If I could talk to my younger self, what would I say? You will grow and get through this and your life will be completely different than what you're experiencing now. And I think that's very, you know, that's good to remind, like, even though I didn't think at the time, if I would have did actions, because of how foggy my mind was, I wouldn't have a family. So I'm really happy that I pushed through it. What part of my healing journey am I proud of so far? How far I came and how I am able to look at why someone reacts the way they do, even if it may cause me sadness, but I understand that they could be reacting off their emotions and past trauma. I can't control how someone else acts towards me, but I can understand it's not me or my fault. Definitely, for sure, this has helped me in a lot of situations, especially with my mom, because even though I don't talk to her at the moment, I know why she does the way, or I know the reason she does the things she does, but at the same time, it's time to take accountability and find help for yourself and understand that, you know, because she's obviously reliving the same trauma because she puts herself in those situations. And she's old enough to make choices and she chooses to keep the negative around. So, I mean, at some point you got to try to find it. You got to help yourself and not start, you know, not feel sorry for yourself like she does. But I understand completely. Her response is to make herself feel victimized, where my response was to, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I eventually realized that I was a very toxic person and she hasn't came to that realization yet. But I understand it. What helps me process emotions in a healthy way? Working out, doing a self-care routine at home. So, like, face masks, things like that. Going outside and doing the podcast. The podcast really does help me because I get to talk about just whatever, ramble on, and let my feelings and emotions and my thoughts out. And hopefully, maybe I help someone and maybe I don't. But either way, it's out there and I'm showing vulnerability, which is a big thing for me. And it's definitely, this whole thing is definitely out of my comfort zone because I don't like to talk on social media. I just get very uncomfortable and a lot of it's probably fear of the negativeness, even though I would never, I'm not on it, but I think I get fear of people being negative towards me and bringing me down. But I don't know, because I just kind of stay away from anything negative. So, yeah, it's just a big, something new. What is one thing I love about myself? This one I really had to think on because I'm just not nice to myself, which is not good. But I love how I'm challenging myself every year to grow as a person and I'm not settling for what I think I deserve, but for what I know I deserve. Because I know I deserve at least a happy, peaceful life for sure. And I can control that for the most part. I can control who I talk to. I can control who I'm around. Obviously, if I want to make more money, I just will do things to help me advance in a career to make more money. I'm in control of everything that I want to do, and I try to, and I'm learning, and I've learned to be in control of my negative thoughts as well. At times, obviously, it can be still challenging, but I'm still growing, and I'm doing things at least every year. I at least try to do one thing that's out of my comfort zone, like I previously said. So yeah, 16. How can I show myself more kindness today? This one, obviously, because I don't really say nothing to, I don't talk down on myself as much anymore. I mean, occasionally I do, but it's not like the past, how I used to talk to myself. But I can talk to myself nicely and not beat myself up on things I haven't accomplished in life, because I have time. And as long as I don't give up, that is all that matters. I think that is important to say, because I shouldn't have a time frame on what success looks like in my eyes. I have all the time in the world to keep striving. You know, every day counts. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm not going to, I'm trying not to just beat myself on it. If I'm, you know, not 35 and I have this huge platform or business or anything, I mean, eventually everything will fall in place to what, you know, just my hard work and dedication and constantly striving to be a better person and to grow as an individual. I think that will eventually shape my future as far as what success looks like and how maybe I finally feel like I accomplished something. Maybe, I'm not sure. What boundaries do I need to set to protect my peace? I have already set my boundaries as far as keeping negative people out of my circle. At the moment, I don't have any new boundaries I need to set. So I've been very good at sticking to my ground rules on my boundaries and not, you know, letting someone sneak by. I let people know these are my boundaries, and if they overstep, that's their choice, because I told them, I let them know I'll just probably cut them out of my life, and they choose not to acknowledge that. They don't care about my boundaries. They didn't respect me. So I'll just, you know, it's not my fault they don't do that. They chose to do that. They have an option to be in my life if they just didn't become a negative person towards me. So I don't take it to heart. It is kind of sad. It's just like, well, I tried to have a relationship with you, but you chose not to respect my boundaries and help, because I'm doing my part and probably trying to let my anger go towards maybe, let's say, my mom. Because she was one of those people I set boundaries for. And I try to let my anger go. And I'm working on letting anger go. And I'm not so angry now really anymore anyways. So I've grown so much. And she just wants to keep reliving the past, where I'm not trying to do that at all. What activities or habits help me feel grounded? Having a routine definitely helps me keep me on track and doing things that bring me joy. So I love working out. You know, I'm still trying to find things. Like, I know, because I'm in a place that is really cold, and summers are very short, and I miss my southern weather. So I get very down by the weather. And I'm not fond of the cold. I do not like the cold. I do not like snow. So I'm really having to find what makes me, you know, brings me joy up here. Because even though I've been up here for almost 10 years, I focused more on trying to be successful. And I never had, like, enjoyed any just living here. I never enjoyed it, really. I just focused on working all the time. How can I reframe painful experiences into lessons of strength? Think about how much strength it takes to just get through those experiences and take the negative as positive, because you're learning what you will not do to someone else, and learning that this is not right, and I will not keep surrounding myself with people that create these negative experiences in my life. I will change my direction and my environment. I think that's very important, because that's just acknowledging everything you went through, and then the cycles too. And it's like the first step of breaking a cycle, because eventually if you break that cycle, you're going to break those constant same experiences as well. What parts of myself am I reclaiming from my trauma? Definitely my self-worth. That's still an ongoing journey for me. How can I start trusting myself again? By knowing my past has taught me the red flags to look for in people and notice red flags in my environment and to remove myself from the situation. I definitely do that for sure. So I definitely trust my instincts for the most part. Obviously, sometimes I get clouded by my thoughts and my emotions, which can lead to bad judgment as well, far as like maybe if I was at an event and something happened, I read the situation wrong. But far as knowing what type of people, like who I'm around, I definitely know that for the most part, and especially I can see if they're starting to become red flags, like toxic traits I don't want to be around for sure. And my husband is such a trusting person, because he's never experienced. Obviously, we had different bring ups. So I would tell him, you know, this person, dot, dot, dot. He'd be like, what? No. And then, you know, obviously, I know how I feel about that person, and this is what I kind of get from the situation. But because he's trusting, I just kind of roll with it, but I don't ever let my guard down. And then maybe like 6 months later, we find out like, oh, he can't trust that person and stuff. So he finds out on his own way, and he realizes that maybe he trusts too much. And I tell him it's not always a good thing to do that. So just, it's always good to have a little bit of a guard up, because you never know. What new chapter am I ready to step into? I want to create a group of women to come together to support and heal together. I am writing a memoir, which will let me reflect on my past and see how far I came. Yes, that is another reason for this group, because I'm doing this podcast because not everyone, first off, I was one of those for sure. I could never find a good therapist. I went to like 3 different therapists or counselors. I didn't like any of them. They kind of made me more angry, if anything. So I refused to even see a therapist when I knew I needed to, because I didn't trust any of them, just because I had bad experiences with that. And then also, some people might not have health insurance and can't pay for therapy or pay for professional health. So it's just kind of like, or it's just too much money. If they even have health insurance, it might be still, they have to fork up too much money because their health insurance isn't as good. So, I mean, whatever it is, even though I'm not an expert, or giving advice, I'm just trying to guide you, like things maybe you can take lessons from my experiences. And then obviously you can listen to like professional podcasts and things like that. The one thing about the therapist, because I eventually found a good therapist, it's just you got to test them out and see who you can feel very comfortable with and that you click with. So I think that's very important, because there are really good therapists out there that can help you. And I found one, and I'm very thankful for her, and I still see her occasionally till this day. I actually went just a month ago. So. I think it would be so cool to do like healing events for women like this, and not, where it's not expensive. So you can learn at least like the basic techniques on the beginning of healing. I just think it would be so awesome, because everything's just so expensive these days, and mental health is just so important to him and get you through life. So, that is kind of like my new chapter. I'm doing this. This is my new chapter. How can I create more joy in my life? By doing things I love and not let anxiety or my thoughts take over. That is for sure, because I was at a baby shower Sunday, and the whole time I had bad anxiety, and I felt very uncomfortable, and that's just my own, that's just my own, obviously my own struggles, because there's just nothing abnormal. I think it's just not knowing a lot of people too gives me anxiety, and I start feeling uncomfortable, like, because I don't know what to say or even talk about, because my mind just gets kind of foggy, and I'm just an environment that I'm not used to, especially when there's a lot of girls around, because I don't know, I just get uncomfortable, and I'm still working through that one. But yeah, what are three things I'm grateful for today? My family, good health, and peace. What does a healed version of me look and feel like? I'm able to talk about my past and share my knowledge without getting angry. Instead, turn it into something positive. So pretty much this. I feel like I'm pretty. Obviously, I'm not fully healed, because I mean, you're always going to experience some kind of trigger from your past. It's not going to keep you down as long as it would have probably a few years ago, you know, because you're constantly growing and working on yourself. But I think I'm pretty healed for the most part, because I can acknowledge things better, and I can acknowledge the fact that my emotions, you know, may be lying to me. It doesn't keep me down as long as it would have 5 years ago. So I think I'm slowly seeing my healed version of me. Obviously, I still have a lot to work on. What are some affirmations I can tell myself daily? I am worthy. I am beautiful on this inside and out. I think those are two things I just need to remind myself. But again, affirmations don't really work for me that well, because I still have to clean my negative slate and my whole 15 years of those words in my mind. I have to slowly clear that slate for the more positive affirmations. Yeah. So I am still, I'm still working on that. And then, how can I continue my healing journey beyond this challenge? Continue learning and growing, accepting the life I lived, and focus on what I want in the future. What is one small act of self-love I can do today? Don't talk down on myself, obviously. That will probably be my always number one thing of self-love, because I just beat myself up sometimes. Let's see. How do I want to be remembered? Not for my trauma, but for my resilience. I want to be remembered by the fact I mentally conquered my negative thoughts when I was in a really dark place, and instead of dwelling on my past, I used it as a positive learning experience and sharing to hope maybe I can encourage and give hope to someone else that might feel lost and alone. So really, I'm just trying, because it's just very lonely when you're in that dark place and you have no one to turn. You don't know where to start. You just feel very alone. So obviously, as you get older, it's hard to make friends, especially like healthy, positive friends. Like if you happen to leave your negative environment, and that's kind of where I'm at. Like all my friends I used to have, not that they're bad people, but it's just the environment I don't want to be around anymore. So now I'm kind of friendless. and it's just harder, and eventually I'll probably meet more moms. I have a few of my high school friends that we relate very well and we're still very close to, but they're down in Alabama, and Being up north, I'm very limited when it comes to friendships. So my son's gonna help me with that, maybe. I don't know. But I hope that maybe it'll be nice to meet other women that have the same, that's on a healing journey and things like this. And that maybe hear my podcast or see me on Instagram and want to just kind of connect and be part of the podcast as well. I'm so open for that. And that's creating a friendship right there, just growing together. And then what message of encouragement would I give to someone else healing from trauma? It's okay to have setbacks. It's okay to feel the way you do. What matters is you start acknowledging the events that happened to you and learn your trauma response and work on growing mentally from the experience and not let it keep you trapped and hold you back from a beautiful future. I would have definitely wished someone would told me that when I was a kid too. And I wish I just knew steps to heal myself faster. But I think everything that happened was obviously for a reason, and I'm very thankful for everything. So I'm not even going to be that negative person when it comes to just, because I think, you grow and learn, and especially when you can say you got through it, it just brings you so much more strength and power, and you just feel like, I am very strong. You start very thinking, it changes the way you think about yourself. It's just like, I've done a lot, and I've been through a lot, and I'm still here, and I created a different environment for myself, and that's through hard work, acknowledging, and mental strength. So that is my answers for the 30-Day Trauma Healing Journal Challenge. I will put a link below if you haven't done it, or would like to just take a glance at it or do it on your own time, feel free. But I just think it's kind of a fun thing to do because it just kind of gets you thinking about things. And then you're creating these positive responses to these questions and you're starting to realize that you're a strong person as well. So it's just kind of fun to do. It's just like a workout challenge, right? Like, you know, maybe this is not physical. It's more of a mental challenge. So if anyone wants to look at the questions, you can click the link below. Other than that, I hope everyone has a great day and remember that whatever battle you're facing, you can definitely get through it and grow and become a stronger you mentally. So with all that being said, I hope everyone has an awesome day and I'll see you next time.